This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week. The small family farms are the backbone of American agriculture. Most of us in agriculture understand that. I usually spend a few minutes with farm news, and then we'll go on into learning about, in this circumstance, the fellow that runs Chapel Farms. It's an 8,000-acre farm. They've been there for four generations. Some really good story involved with that. Now, I have a farm. The home farm is 114 acres, another 19 at the other property where my house actually is. And then I rent or use about 800 acres of land. And that seems huge to me. I have a small group of people that work with me, and we have all we can do to get all the hay off of it and manage it, et cetera, et cetera. So I can't begin to imagine an 8,000-acre farm. But then when you look at the stats, there's a new study by the Land and Equity Initiative that I wanted you to know about. The determination in the focus on land inequality, this is the problem that we're having in developing new forms of agriculture for the small farmer, for the independent farmer. There have been a lot of focus this year on black farmers and how difficult it is for them to borrow money, to buy land, that sort of thing, even when it's a federal program. You know, we hear a lot about these federal programs, equal equality, equal opportunity, all that stuff. Well, in practice, it's a long way from that. And so, but there are other things in this study, women-owned land and farms, that sort of thing. There is a real problem, not only here in our country, but around the world, because of health insecurity. The pandemic certainly has made a mess out of agriculture, a lot of unemployment. There are a lot of problems that have come together. And I don't like to talk about problems unless I can offer a solution. Because I think talking about these studies and measurements and this is the stat, okay, that's fine. So what do we get from that? Do we have something that's actionable? Can we do something with the information that we have? And in reality, these huge corporations and the government in parallel are making it very difficult for the smaller farmer to do business. It really is. And so the independently owned land, as it turns out, according to this study, isn't so independently owned. Now, this study finds only 1% of the farms in our country control 70% of the farmland. That's not good. So the fact that the poorest 50% of rural populations don't really own the land that they're working on, and in fact now it's getting larger and larger, that is the ownership percentages, when it comes to the big corporations, pension funds, massive amounts of farmland have been bought, especially in our country. So the farmers are working for the landlords. And, you know, we were talking about the PPP and also some of the other farm benefits supposedly coming from the various bills that were to aid agriculture, agricultural interests. Well, I pointed out, and so have some others who have been looking at this, how these pension funds, how these corporations, the real estate investment trusts, the people that own them, have been getting all the checks. $250,000. You know, there's one, I think, I called attention to two or three. One of them at Park Avenue or address in New York City. Another one, Ocean Avenue in Miami and Palm Beach, where people have bought into these trusts. And so they have all the members of the family listed on the trust. So in one case, eight members of a family each got $250,000 out of this government program to help agriculture. Come on! What are we doing? And the more we have this kind of money, with that kind of power, they can buy more land, which is what they have done with it. This year, farms have moved away from the smaller ownership in a way that has never been seen before. So we have less diversification, not only in agricultural output, But in the ownership of land and the way that these people who don't know anything about farming say, well, let's do the most, what's the most profitable thing we can do with the land? Well, what may be the most profitable today may not be the most profitable tomorrow, or it may not feed the most people. So this initiative, the idea of redistribution of land, I think is a very important subject for all of us who are involved in farming to have a handle on. It's just either the land's being bought up by developers, or it's being bought up by these huge real estate investment trusts and retirement plans because there's, I've heard this all of my life, and you probably have too. There's no more land. God created the earth, and the land that's there is there, and there's not going to be any more of it. So under the circumstances, the more you own, I guess the better off you are. At any rate, it is something I think for us to be aware of. Also in the news this week, the focus on agricultural robots. How about this, boys and girls? Farmers, especially in some of the third world countries, now, because they can't get help, they're using robots. I thought this was something that was going on here, but I'm looking around the world here. It's cheaper to have a robot milk a cow than it is to have a human being milk a cow. That really has started in the last 3 or 4 years, actually 2017, 2018. 30% of all of the cows being milked in the huge farms that are the factory farms here in America are being milked by a robot. How many people think that's a great idea? Later on in the program, I'm going to talk about Christmas trees because it is that time of the year. Right now, however, I want, as a continuing focus of what I do in terms of helping you with various products, I like them to be natural, drug-free, that sort of thing. You know, the weight loss product that we've been talking about for a long time on this program and the other programs that I do, the Calitrin weight loss product. Well, now I have something else for you to think about, especially in the era that we're in with the knowledge that most of the coronavirus comes through our nose or our eyes. I hope you knew that. If you didn't, now is the time for you to pay attention. If you are concerned or you want to keep yourself clear of having a problem with the coronavirus, then I'm going to send you to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. It is the natural, drug-free nasal care system that gets rid of allergens, airborne germs, viruses, that kind of stuff. This is the way to have a new normal when it comes to hygiene. You think about all the nasty stuff that you breathe, the dust, the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, things that are on the farm. I have them. My allergies go into hyperdrive because of all the ragweed that I mow in the fall on the farm. So I want to protect myself. You protect yourself. Keep your nose clean. Think about it. And then go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, to order this product that will make breathing so much easier and you'll be so much healthier. You'll breathe more clearly, sleep much better, feel healthier than ever. Go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.com, and find out how this product is backed, by the way, with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com for the cleanest, healthiest nose of your lifetime.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Adam Chappelle, who has attended, along with his family, 8,000 acres, been in the family for 4 generations. Adam is the first one, however, to look around and see the reality, the economic reality, and the other realities. So, Adam, welcome into our discussion, the American Family Farmer. You're in what state? Where is Chapel Farm?
We're down here in Arkansas.
How did your family originally acquire the 8,000 acres? Was it all at once, or was it over time?
It was over time, and most of it is share crop still. We only own a small percentage of it, but we've been working for the same families for a long time. When my dad took over from my grandpa, he was at close to 3,000, and then when me and my brother came on, we ramped it up to about 10, and now we're back down to 8.
When you say you're sharecroppers, explain that. What do you own, and what do you rent, and what do you use?
We rent about 7,500 acres of it. It's a percentage share, so they get a percentage of the crop for rent.
It's kind of like a shopping mall lease. Shopping mall will get a percentage of whatever your total revenue is, or sometimes whatever the profit is. I have a farm. I do the same sort of thing, but I am about one-tenth the size. I have about 800 acres that I use on my farm up here in Massachusetts, and that's because we don't have a lot of land. I pretty much do the same thing. I've grown corn over the years to feed the animals, not to put in the grain market, but I also do a lot of haying and raising of dairy replacement heifers, that sort of thing. So when you say you're sharecropping, that sounds like an old term, almost back to Civil War times. Is it? Should I look at it that way?
No, I don't know if it has the same connotations it did once upon a time. That's just what it's still referred to around here. I don't know. That might just be a southern term still.
When you went off to school, your father said, "Don't come back."
Yeah, that's right. He did. Told me and my brother both that, and he tried through hard labor to discourage us from coming back. But I don't know. We went off to school, both got some degrees, and I got a master's in entomology, and I just couldn't stay away. And called my brother one day. He was working for a distribution company, and he said, "If you want to go back, I want to go back too." So we did. We went back, and I don't think Dad was mad about it when we got back. He just knew how hard farming was, and he went through the 80s, and times are tough nowadays still. I mean, there's a lot of economic strife in the ag world. So
that's for sure. Do you see it as I do, that a lot of it's bad government policy, the big ag conglomerates kind of ganging up? Even if you've got this kind of land, they want to own everything. I was talking about the way, under the circumstances, that these real estate investment trusts are buying up all of the land, and it's the hands of very few farmers are touching the ownership of the land, and therefore they control what goes on the land, and they're getting a lot of the benefit from the government bailouts. I wonder, how did you do? How much did you need? Maybe I'll say that, because it could be a longer question. I want to find out how the government government helped, the aid, if you will, through the Farm Bill and through the most recent experience that we're all going through, has helped you out, if at all. So we'll have that as our focus when we continue. Adam Chappelle from Chappelle Farms is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Moving back into our focus on a family farm in Arkansas that has grown, well, sort of, it has grown, it's grown in different ways. Hasn't, the size of the property that you're running at, you and your brothers, has grown. But what else? Let's talk about what you grow, what you do now on the farm, versus what your father and his forefathers were growing on the farm. What do you use the land for?
Well, we grow cotton, corn, soybeans, and rice. And we grow some wheat, and we've recently reintroduced livestock back on the farm. It's been, since the 70s since we had livestock on the farm. So really trying to diversify. And the biggest move we've made that, what was once old is all new again is, no-till and cover crops. You know, my grandpa used to plant vetch behind cotton every year, and we've just taken that to the next level with the no-till and cover crops. And
what does that require on your part? How do you manage it? How do you do the growing? I know there's some, not a lot in New England of no-till, but some. I bought a cedar recently that I'm using for pastures and hayland that just adds, it just tills into the land more seeds. But I've had a hard time trying to make that work because of the weeds here. I don't use chemicals, so if I don't plow the weeds in, sometimes it's difficult. And so I wonder how it costs less money to do it that way, that's for sure. And a lot of people argue that it's better for the land. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that. And it's funny you mentioned that about the weeds. We actually went to this style of farming because of a weed. I'm sure you're familiar with Palmer pigweed.
Yep, it sure am. Pain in the you-know-what. Those damn pigweeds. Yes.
They're terrible, but they're the reason we actually went to no-till and cover crops. And cover crops especially, we just use them to shade them out. We were just going broke, spending a fortune on herbicides and tillage trying to stop pigweed, and we just were failing at it. We'd have a clean crop, but we'd be losing money every year. And anyway, we just started investigating different ways to fight this thing and figured out that, you know, a good thick mulch layer is pretty well an Achilles heel of it. It just doesn't handle that well, so it's been a game changer for us as far as weed control, letting the cover crop get big and then rolling it down and then planting into it. It's been a big one.
So how much help do you get from the state, the various agricultural entities there? Every state has divisions of agriculture. Do you pay much attention to their help? Do you seek it? What sort of do you rely on your own knowledge?
Well, you know, down here, when I first got started, we started this new style of farming in about 2009-10 time frame. It was completely foreign. I mean, we got the craziest looks when we go to the diner for lunch and just, you know, people thought we were going out of business because our farm was green during the wintertime. And anyway, so I actually had to go to the Midwest and try to find information. And you know, there just wasn't any available for the South. Now, it's picking up big down here now. We're starting to get a lot of research in this style of farming and some resources available. So if somebody's getting started now, they'll have a lot easier time than we did. But we did a bunch of trial and error and mainly error. But
yeah, I know. Well, that's why you're here, because we want you to tell us the story of the mistakes that you've made so that other people listening to the program won't make the same mistakes. Hold on a second. We continue with Adam Chappelle from Chappelle Farms down in Arkansas, a family-run business. I want to go back to your father for a second, too. Four generations on the same farm. What they're growing will be in our focus as we continue as well here on the American Family Farmer.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my Piping Hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal's piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supporters of a Staten Island, New York bar owner gathered in front of the business Wednesday to protest his arrest this week for disobeying China virus restrictions and refusing to close his doors.
USA! USA! USA!
Around 60 people assembled in front of Max Public House in Staten Island after its co-owner Danny Presti was taken away in handcuffs Tuesday night. President-elect Joe Biden warned America another 250,000 Americans will probably die from the coronavirus in the next 60 days.
But here, but to understand the facts, we're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science disputes that fact, as America has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Red Cross is putting out a plea to Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over a 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
You may also visit their main website at redcross.org. The Steelers beat the Ravens in a rare win Wednesday NFL game, 19-14. Ravens quarterback RG3.
The way the game was going was a direct reflection of how we felt about the game. We felt like we had a chance to come in here and win, shock the world, and do something special. And we didn't do that. And, you know, I put that on myself because I felt like I let the team down. I don't think we're supposed to really comment on injuries, but I pulled my hamstring in the second quarter, and I felt like if I hadn't done that, then we would have won this game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money.
Back on the American Family Farmer for this week, the first week of December. In our focus is a farm operated by Adam Chappelle and his brother down in Arkansas. He and his brother came back to the farm after their father said, get lost, and he did it in a loving way. But you know what? I guess the problem with that philosophy, and I'm not certainly being critical of your father, but that what our parents have said, or maybe we've said to our children, is you don't want to work so hard. But you know what? Maybe I'm a member of the old school. I don't see anything wrong in working hard. I think, actually, it's good for you in lots of different ways. Now, you work hard and you don't have much to show for it, that, unfortunately, is a problem on lots of American family farms today. And so your ideas and your experience, what you're doing, is a great lesson for some of the folks that are listening, especially when I hear from some of the farmers who get angry at me, Adam, because I talk about the GMO products, the things that come from Monsanto. I don't use chemicals on my farm. I actually run a composting facility. And I bring in lots of stuff. Takes me about a year to make the product, but I spread hundreds of loads of that
material, which is a combination of the obvious with cow manure and horse manure mixed in. But I also have food scraps. And, you know, if you turn it over, you can create quite a, you can in 6 to 8 months create dirt, in essence, or certainly a great organic fertilizer. So what do you do when it comes to fertilization? I know you're growing non-GMO corn and beans, and I want to talk about that. But how do you replenish the soil? Not grow the crops, but help the soil.
Right. So we're actually trending in that same direction. We are starting the composting deal. We're trying to use what's available to us, which is mainly cotton gin trash, which is, you know, just a byproduct out of the cotton gins around here and the
right.
rice
yep. Yep.
Sawmills are prevalent down here where I am, so sawdust is another one we are adding to the mix, and we're trying to, and then of course the poultry industry in Arkansas is huge, so chicken litter is a big component. So
and that's great for the – so in that nitrogen, man, I love that. I used to when I – because I'm in a suburban area. When I used to mix a cocktail of chicken manure, pig manure, cow manure, and then, you know, I'd go out and spread it. And yeah. I don't know why, but oftentimes it ended up being a Sunday afternoon. And the stench from that, I mean, I think it's, I enjoy it, frankly. It clears me right up. But a lot of the neighbors who move into the neighborhood because of the bucolic look of my farms, they say, oh, my God, how can you spread that stuff? It's terrible. And they complain to the city, and the city says, wait a minute, right to farm bylaw, you didn't know that when you moved in, but that's part of what you're buying. You want to live in an agricultural area, then hello, you got to put up with what's there. And I don't know that putting up with it is the right term, but how many, because you got so much land, you're probably more isolated and nobody complains, right?
Oh yeah, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. We've got a little town here next to us, cotton plant. It's got about 200 people in it, but yeah, they don't complain about it. So.
No, I'm sure. All right. So where do you find the non-GMO corn? I've got a place in Pennsylvania that I get mine from, but I'm curious as to where you get yours. Or do you take some of what you grow every year and just process it and replant it?
No, we don't do that with corn because corn's generally a hybrid. We don't grow any open pollinated varieties.
Yeah, I do open pollinated. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We grow all hybrids, but we've got, you know, a few companies we like. HFG is a new one that's coming on the scene. They've got some good genetics, and of course we grow a Dyna-Grove variety that we really like. And you know, but it's all hybrid. Now on the soybean side, we do use public varieties. We save and process. If the germ's good, we plant back the next year. Mm-hmm. And we've got our own cleaning set up, and that equates to huge savings. You know, we go from Enlist 3 or a Extend variety bean around here runs you between $50 and $70 a bag. Well, you know, we're down to $10 or $12 a unit, just taking
sure.
the market price of the bean and what time we have cleaning. So,
and the GMO corn is much less the open pollinated, but even you're getting hybrids. That cost is much less than if you buy from all the Monsanto or Bayer controlled seed companies now, right?
It is. It's about, I'd say probably 50 to 60% of the cost of a bag of the heavy duty branded stuff. You know, those things run about, I don't know, $300 to $320 a bag.
Awful. Yeah.
It's, of course, your non GMOs run, you know, as low as $125 to $175, $180. You know, and you can get some really good genetics in that range of prices. You know,
I pay $80 for 50-pound bags of open pollinated seed comes out of Pennsylvania, and it's as far as I'm concerned. Well, I'm feeding it to the cows. I'm chopping it for the cows, so it's different in a sense. But still, the product is so much better. And it's so pure. That's what I like about it. It's just pure.
If I was a salad grower, that's all I grow is open pollinated, just for the price per bag. I mean, it's you know, if you're growing for salads, there's absolutely no reason to grow hybrid corn that I can.
Yeah. Produce. No. Not at all. So, what's your market? The market for your corn, your beans, is it the usual, or do you have anything unusual that you want to tell people about in terms of how you market and where the product goes?
Well, for our non-GMO stuff, we're really lucky. We've got a poultry company here that has a non-GMO, processing, houses, everything.
Right.
So we sell the corn and soybeans to them. So it's really easy for me to market with the amount of poultry that's in the state, the non-GMO. Now, there's some new markets coming online that I'm excited about in cotton. There's a lot of people clamoring for non-GMO cotton, and we do grow non-GMO cotton just because of the economic benefits of the seed costs. A bag of cotton seed, stacked cotton seed, is about, $5.80 to $6.20 a bag.
And right.
You can get that same size bag in a conventional variety for about $120.
Uh-huh. There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
You can get the same yield out of that if you manage it correctly.
So. Yep, that's for sure. Adam Chappelle is here with us on the American Family Farmer this week from Chappelle Farms in Arkansas. His specialty is regenerative agriculture, and that's part of what we're explaining here, how the New World Order in terms of family farming is taking place. I'll take a minute now for you and your family to get your mouth watering. There's a company on the scene now called Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, and we're talking about non-GMO. All of the things they use in their gluten-free cookies and breads, cakes, you name it, all are from family farms. The wheat, the barley, the rye, the things that you can't, if you are gluten-free, the protein in the wheat and the barley and the rye, you can't have. So they found ways of making delicious cookies and breads and cakes. They've been awarded the best gluten-free brand by Healthline. They have seeded bread. They have oat bread. They have the nicest, I can't tell you, I'm going to start eating these cookies on the air. The most fabulous taste, and that's what you want. I mean, if you have a problem with celiac or you have gluten problems, then you know that most of the offerings out there are awful. So you just kind of forego breads and cookies and stuff. Don't have to do that anymore. Nope. You go to ebonsbakehouse.com, see what they have there for all of the fabulous cookies, the types of cookies that they have. It's shocking how delicious these cookies are. And remember, no gluten, so I have no regrets about eating. And as far as the farm is concerned, the butter that they use comes from grass-fed cows in the Amish country, Pennsylvania. Also, range-free chickens provide them with their eggs for these cookies and cakes. Wow, what a fabulous opportunity for you to give something really precious and people really will appreciate. And they'll ask you, where'd you get these cookies? Serve them at Christmas time. Sell them. Maybe probably can open a little store and sell them. They are just beyond belief, wonderfully tasty. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website. EBANS Bakehouse, EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the code DJV for the best purchase price on checkout. DJV.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, let's go back to a few more minutes here. Adam Chappelle is with us. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I'm quite enthused listening to you. You're enthusiastic as well. A little bit more about you and your brother and your families. So how much hard labor, I put that in quotation marks, are you doing? What's the workforce like on your farm? Do you keep it in the family? What's the typical day like for you?
Well, so my brother and I are here, you know, full time, and we do everything from, you know, repairs to tractor driving, keeping planters filled, you know, everything we can. But we're just
right.
Two out of eight employees. So we've got six other guys that are helping us on the farm. And, you know, it's pretty labor intensive down here in the South because we do a lot of furrow irrigating, and that is a pretty hard task of
right.
Getting all the infrastructure for it set up for the year and all that. But we stay at it. I mean, you know, I don't sit in the office all day. I wish I could in the summer because it's hot down here. But we're out there with everybody else. I don't have a farm manager or anything like that where that I just tell what to do. We get out there and do it with them. But and then our dad, he's retired. He retired in 2014, but he still manages the office, you know, keeps the bills paid on time, writes the payroll, does that kind of stuff. And then he likes to come out and inspect what we're doing and tell us what we're doing wrong. So,
yeah, good for him. So how do you compete, or how do you think you're competing with Big Ag? What Big Ag influences are there all around you down there?
Yeah, that Big Ag is a, in my opinion, a major problem in what family farmers are seeing. I mean, they are extracting every dollar they can from us, and, you know, they've got stuff priced just as tight as the market will bear. And
yep. It's like dairy. The same thing. That's what all the dairy farmers, they're doing it on purpose to get control of your land and your farm, Adam. You know that.
Yeah, well, so here's a prime example of a problem I really have with Big Ag. It's, you know, I've got a lot of friends out in Texas, and they grow cotton out there. And they can buy the same bag of seed, same variety, same company, same tech, everything, for half the cost that I can because of zone pricing. Now, if that's not highway robbery, I don't know what is. I mean,
that's like
me and a school teacher both buying the same pickup, and I've got to pay twice for the pickup because I'm going to use the bed of it more.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that ought to be illegal. And
yeah, it is. And so what are your – this is the problem with – I wish I had more time for you in terms of the representation you have in Congress and people. Are they listening to you, or are they so influenced by the Big Ag people, they ignore you?
Well, I mean, you got to believe they're listening to Big Ag because that's where all the lobbying dollars are. I mean, just take farm subsidies, for example. I mean, obviously, we have to have them to survive. You know, we've got to have crop insurance because you can't afford a failure, and you've got to have the payments to make it because
they're. All right, hold on. Now listen, hold on, Adam. I'm going to keep you for another few minutes if I can because I want to get into the subsidies. I want to get in to the stuff that's gone on this year with COVID on the farm. So if you'll hold on, I'd appreciate it. We'll spend a few more minutes with you as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back on the American Family Farmer, the soil that's firm. Don't forget our American Family Farmer podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one is a focus on some folks who have come from native lands in our country that are running a farming collective that's all organic, lots of healthy food they're selling in their district. It's a good story about how they've made it work for them, being natural and really close to the earth, how it all works, sort of flying in the face, as we're talking about this week, of the big ag conglomerates. So you might want to listen to that. You can hear all of our last 3-4 years of the American Family Farmer, all in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have Adam Chappelle up next week on our podcast. This week we are talking with him directly about his operation with his brother. His family had the farm for 4 generations down in Arkansas. Chappelle Farm, C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L. You got a website, Adam, that people go to that just...
I don't have a website. Only social media I mess with is Twitter. I've got a Twitter handle, and I post a lot of stuff on there about what we're doing on the farm. It's at Cotton Plant Kid. So C-O-T-T-O-N, plant kids.
Good for you. All right. So the subsidies, I've never really taken subsidies because I didn't like the red tape that was attached to it. But this year I was entitled to some agricultural, I could take advantage of the PPP, which I did for my employees. But the rest of, you know, the whole big bailout and how we're going to help the family farmers, et cetera, I got $11.86 out of that $16 billion. What'd you get?
You know, I don't even know. It was quite a bit more than $11.62, though.
But, good for you.
Yeah, it's. But yeah, we were talking about that before. It's a necessary evil, and you know who doesn't want those subsidies to stop are these big ag conglomerates.
No, of course not. When you saw the fact that under the leadership of the great Sonny Perdue, who's a big BSer as far as I'm concerned, all these people in Palm Beach and New York City that own slots in these real estate investment trusts and the people that have bought into big the big grow facilities, they've got these they're publicly traded. These people were getting $250,000-$300,000 a piece. And they don't have the. You see the deal in. There was a farm, a family in Cleveland that created on paper seven different farms. They got $7 million in the bailout. They own 1/8 of an acre, and they applied for all this stuff from their home, and nobody caught them until well after they got the money. So yeah. You know, you see this stuff, and it just drives you nuts. So this has helped. Is this the make or break? What's COVID doing to you and your operation?
It hadn't really affected us, our supply chains and stuff down here have been solid, and then, you know, with the Mississippi River right next to us and these poultry houses around, you know, we hadn't had any issues, getting the stuff we need or getting rid of our crops. So it's kind of not been a big deal for us. We've had to quarantine some employees a few times, you know, I've got one guy that works for me. His wife is a nurse at retirement home, we had to quarantine him for a couple of weeks. But other than that, it's been kind of a non-issue. But we're pretty remote, you know, so we're not next to any urban centers or anything like that. So I can imagine somebody being closer to town may have some more issues.
Might have some issues. Yeah. But, what do you think the future is? What about your children, your brother's children? How does the Chappelle Farm chain continue?
Well, I hope, whenever my brother and I get ready to retire, that we're not reliant on, a margin that's super thin. I hope at some point there's some competition back in the market and, you know, for the supply and input side, and you've got some choices and you can make a living again.
Do you have children that will carry on for you and your, like you did for your dad?
We don't yet, but it's in the plans. It's in the plans.
Good for you. All right, well, you got to keep it going. I'm inspired talking to you. I wish you were closer. We'd become friends. I'd go visit you and spend some time hanging around because it sounds like we're two peas in a pod when it comes to this kind of stuff. Congratulations. Best of luck to you and your brother and your family at Chappelle Farms. Thank you for telling us your story. Very inspirational. Adam Chappelle here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.